Yesterday, President Bush visited towns in Alabama and Georgia hit hard by a series of tornadoes on Friday. In Enterprise, Alabama, the president went to the town's high school, where 8 students were killed. As NPR's Audie Cornish reports, the campus has become a gathering place for students trying to make sense of what happened.
Students spent the day wandering in bewildered-looking packs amidst the destruction around Enterprise High School. Their cell phones buzz with text messages, and they stopped every few feet to grip one another in tight hugs. Members of the show choir huddled at the edge of the parking lot, still roped off with bright yellow caution tape.
As long as we're with the group, I don't care where we are, as long as we're together.
Because if we're not here, we're just hearing about it or seeing it on the news. So it's just it's better to be here and to see what's going on than to be sitting at home, you know, wondering if the news is right and getting scared for no reason.
Norma Boyd and Jeremy Lewis, both 17, say 3 of their choir mates were among the 8 students who died. Both teens have blue and white polka-dotted ribbons pinned to their shirts. The ribbons were put together by Mary Wagner, the mother of one of their classmates. Wagner says she already wears yellow ribbons for her son and husband now serving in Iraq. She came up with the blue ribbons to console her daughter.
Shocked that her friends are gone and she has no clue where her life goes from here. Her school's gone. Everything she's involved in, you know, I mean, there's no indication of where she goes from here.
Students who were injured expressed guilt about escaping death. Students who escaped altogether expressed guilt over leaving friends behind. The students needed to reconnect with one another, and soon that need took on the form of an impromptu memorial service.
Steadfast, loyal, brave and true, heart bound to heart will be.
There was no plan, just a few hundred kids milling around the parking lot of a playground on the edge of town. The choir barely made it through one verse of the school song before breaking down.
I think this is the first time anybody's ever really wanted to go back to school.
Choir member Christy Burgess.
And this is my senior year. So I'm having to deal with the fact of just the whole building is gone. I mean, it seems like it was a fortress. It was invulnerable. And just to know it's been blown apart like it was made out of toothpicks, it's hard to grasp.
The teens traded stories of where and how they rode out the tornado that pounced on the town and tore apart their campus. Parents like Paul Proctor stayed on the sidelines, content to let their children grieve together.
Yeah, I think for them it's probably more of seeing each other, confirming each other that, you know, they're still here. And I think for them it's just, you know, after something like that, if you notice, you look at the faces and see how they are when they meet each other. It's like, you know, they're saying thank God, basically.
Students say they have not yet begun to cope with what has happened. They will be even sadder when the actual funerals begin. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Enterprise, Alabama.